Grace and peace to you who are gathered here in the sanctuary and those of you who are worshiping with us online. My name is Will, and I serve with our staff and laity here as the pastor of spiritual formation, and we're grateful for your presence with us. Tonight we have the joy and the privilege of living into a liturgy that is grounded in the worship life of the Tizay community of France. This is unlike our Sunday morning liturgy here at Weston in the sense that there will be a lot more time of stillness and silence and contemplation. The songs that we sing tonight, we would love for you to join with us in the language of your heart. Or maybe just tonight you want to receive the songs and have them sung over you. The reason that we sing is that these songs calm our hearts and our minds. They invite us into the levity of the gospel, and maybe the labors of the burdens that we're carrying are too heavy to hold. Also tonight, we'll have the opportunity later in our time together to receive healing prayer here at this station. We'll explain more about what that will look like, but as we come to this time and space, might this holy night be filled with the presence of God's love and the embrace of a God who is always moving toward us.
This is why I kneel before the Father. Every ethnic group in heaven or on earth is recognized by him. I ask that he will strengthen you in your inner selves from the riches of his glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith as a result of having strong roots in love. I ask that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length, height and depth, together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by his power at work within us. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and always. Amen.
Praying by Mary Oliver. It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention. Then patch a few words together and don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak.
as we prepare for our extended silence, to invite us into a practice that would allow us to embody and experience that ancient prayer of St. Paul. So as we begin this guided meditation, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and to take 3 deep breaths. Having taken those 3 deep breaths, I'm going to invite you to open up your eyes and to look around this space, this large and expansive sanctuary. And I invite you, as our poet has encouraged us to do, to notice something small and to fix your attention on something tiny. And having done that, I invite you to give thanks. Now I invite you to scope out and to continue looking around this space and to recognize something that is grand and expansive and large. And this could be a practice that you do with us if you're worshiping online, in your own home or outside. Look around you and notice something grand and expansive. And give thanks. I invite you to close your eyes again. And our prayer invites us to be rooted and grounded in love. And so put your feet on the ground and feel the feet beneath you. Plant them there. If you feel so led, you can even plant your hands in the pew or in the seat. Be rooted and grounded. And take 3 deep breaths again. With your eyes still closed, I invite you to bring to your attention something in your life, or in the life of your community, or in the life of this world that is small, for which you want to give thanks, or for which you wish to lift up as a concern before God. Now again, I invite you to scope out and to pay attention to your life and to the world around us and to recognize something large and expansive, maybe a puzzle, a mystery, an enormous challenge that you're facing in your life or in the life of your family and community. Or a pressing issue within our country and world. And now to lift up to God that problem, that challenge that seems maybe even too large to solve. Having trusted the tiny details and the large sweeping movements of our lives and of this world to God. I invite you to take three breaths again. And to receive now these words. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith. As a result of having strong roots in love, I ask that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length, height and depth, together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by God's power at work within us. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. As we journey with Jesus, we come to know a God who sees us. You see in Jesus' ministry over and over again a pattern where he notices people on the outside and invites them near. He has folks come and touch him, and he pays attention to their hurts and shares his heart with them. And it became the practice of the church to create spaces for us to pray with one another, to pray again for the small and particular details of our daily lives. Maybe the anxieties that nibble at our flourishing and our fullness of presence in this world with God and with each other. Or the looming challenges that we face personally, communally, and as world citizens. It's become the practice of the church to, in this holy space of anointing, to anoint one another with oil and to pray over one another as a sign of Christ's wholeness, that even as broken people, we can become means of God's healing and grace and wholeness in this world in and through our vulnerabilities. And so tonight, I invite you, if you feel so led by the Holy Spirit, to come and to pray with me at the altar rail, to share burdens from your life, burdens you might be carrying for others, or burdens that you carry on behalf of the world. And in so doing, might we experience that invitation into wholeness and hope that Jesus Christ continues to offer us as he sees us in our fullness. Thank you.
Thank you.
grace of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, might you be so filled with God's presence that you can grasp the fullness of that love of Jesus Christ that is beyond knowledge, that you might be a person through whom others experience blessing, joy, and love this night. Amen.